I was a Christian and attending church, and I believed I truly loved the Lord. But there was a day I went to church, and the preacher spoke to me. He said, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my words, my commands, listen to my voice. Jesus really needs to know how deep is your love. Is your love, how deep is your love? He really needs to know that you're willing to surrender all of your life to his will and his command. That's the least that you can do. Da 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 da. Greater love no man than this, that a man should give his life for you. Do you love the Lord like he loves you? Do you really want to do his will? What will you give in return for his love? Will you yield and obey, or just walk away? Jesus really needs to know. Jesus turned to Peter and said, I want to know if you really love me. Simon Peter turned to him and said, oh my Lord, why do you even ask? 'Cause you know, dear Lord, how I love you. I will keep your command, I will feed your sheep. Jesus asking you the same. That's the least that you can do. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. If you hear his voice in your heart today, do not harden your heart, do not turn away. That's the only way.
house, Lord, doing your will. I don't want to be one of those who leave you, those who pretend around you, those who forsake you, Lord, those who forget. I bless the day I found you, oh Jesus. I want to stay around you, serving in your house, Lord. Oh, do.
Together for good to them that love the Lord.
another call. I had not seen, nor ear heard, nor have they entered the heart of man. The things God has prepared for those who love Him, you must love the Lord. Give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, child of God. You must love the Lord. Give Him your very heart. You must love the Lord. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I'll set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, I will answer Him. I'll be with Him in trouble. I'll deliver Him, I will honor. You must love the Lord. Give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, child of God. You must love the Lord. Give Him your very heart. You must.
Cheese.
If I had to live my life again, Lord Jesus, I'd give my heart to you again and serve you all my life. If I had the chance to start my life all over, I would choose you so much earlier, 'cause you mean so much to me. I tried so many other things, they all just turned to vanity. No one else makes me feel the way I feel since I found you. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say, I love you. Will you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say, I love you. Will you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. Yeah. When I think of all the lectures and the speeches that I've ever listened to, they are all so empty. People speak with so much strong opinion. They seem so wise and confident, but their words have no life. There's no one like you, Jesus. Your words are full of life and power. They lead me on, they guide me on, they show me what I have to do. And there's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say, I love you. Will you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say, I love you. Will you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. Yeah. Oh, well done, good and faithful servant. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say, I love you. Will you just smile and tell me? from the Lord. Jesus sent me to you. Are you ready to listen? Do you want to hear it? I've got a message from the Lord. Jesus sent me to you. Are you ready to listen? Tell me, do you want to hear it? Did I make a mistake when I called you? Should I have chosen another person or anointed another one? And how many times will I give you dreams and visions and powerful convictions? Still you don't obey. The reason why I'm asking these questions, you take it so lightly. You take me so lightly, yeah. If I give my life for you, oh, will you give your life for me? And if I die for you, will you die for me too? If I shed my blood for you, what will you do with it? Will you despise my blood, or will you treasure it? What is the point of showing so much love when I get so little feedback from the person I love so dearly? I wanna know if it all means nothing to you. What I am saying doesn't touch you. You don't care about my mission. The reason why I'm asking these questions, you take it so lightly. You take me so lightly, yeah. If I give my heart to you, will you give your heart to me? And if I die for you, will you die for me too? If I shed my blood for you, oh, what will you do with it? Will you despise my blood, or will you treasure it? If I give my heart to you, only begotten, whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have new life. God commended his love toward us. Whoa, and while we were yet sinners, Jesus died on the cross for sinners. The reason why I'm quoting these scriptures, it seems you've forgotten all about them. Jesus gave his life for you, oh, will you give your life for him? And Jesus died for you, will you die for him too? Jesus shed his blood for you, oh, oh, what will you do with it? Will you despise his blood, treasure it? If I give my heart to you, oh, 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 will you tear it apart? Yeah. If I give my heart to you, oh, oh, will you love me back? Will you love me back? Oh, shall I turn attention from you to an appreciated person who would not take my love for granted? And do you know how long I've been waiting? Have I waited in vain for nothing? It seems like you never really loved me. See, the reason why I'm speaking this way, broke my heart. You took me for granted, yeah. If I give my heart to you, oh, will you give your heart to me? And if I die for you, will you die for me too? If I shed my blood, my precious blood, what will you do with it? Will you despise my blood, or will you treasure it? If I give my heart to you, oh, will you tear it apart? Oh, if I give my love to you, oh, shed my blood for you, will you love me back? Will you love me back? Will you love me back? Oh, oh, oh. If I give my heart to you, what will you do with it? If I shed my blood for you, what will you do with it? If I give my life for you, tell me, what will you do with it? If I give my heart, my blood, my life, hey, what will you do with it? Oh, what will you do with it? Oh, what will you do with it? What will you do with it, oh? What will you do with it, oh? Yeah, what will you do with it? Mm-mm. What will you do with it?
Say be strong.
Corinthians, for a great door is open unto you, but there are many adversaries. So be strong in the Lord and courageous. Yeah. Listen, defend yourself. Know your enemy. Surround your enemy. Know your invisible enemy. Humble your enemy and be decisive. Be united at all levels against all wickedness. Eliminate disloyalty. Don't deal with your enemy in the spirit of benevolence. Whoa, be courageous. Be strong. And courageous. A great door is open unto you, but there are many. This is what you gotta do, say. Be strong in the Lord, yeah, and courageous. You gotta be strong in the Lord,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you enjoying Ida's music?
Est-ce que vous appréciez la musique d'Ida?
You can enjoy Ida's music on idalive.com.
Si vous allez sur idalive.com, vous pouvez avoir la musique d'Ida.
All these songs are available over there.
Toutes ces chansons sont disponibles.
Free download, we don't sell.
C'est un téléchargement gratuit.
And also on the Dark Heward Mills videos, all the videos are music videos, Ida Live.
Vous avez aussi les vidéos de musique d'Ida.
Everything is free.
Tout
amen.
Tout est gratuit. Tout est gratuit.
Lift your hands.
Levez les mains.
Close your eyes and pray to God for the spirit of understanding, revelation.
Fermez les yeux, priez pour l'esprit de compréhension, d'intelligence.
Father, thank you.
Père, merci.
For your great blessing.
Pour ta grande bénédiction.
Thanks for your power.
Merci pour ta puissance.
Thanks for your blessing.
Merci pour ta bénédiction.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Dans le nom puissant de Jésus.
Thank you for your power.
Merci pour ta puissance.
You are doing something wonderful.
Tu fais une chose merveilleuse.
In our lives.
Dans nos vies.
We are grateful.
Nous sommes reconnaissants.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. You may be seated.
Veuillez vous asseoir.
This is a short session. It's the closing session.
Une session de clôture.
I believe we have already heard many, many things.
Je crois que nous avons entendu beaucoup, beaucoup de choses.
But I want to end with this important point.
Je veux terminer avec ce
I've
point
given
important.
You 9 master keys.
Je vous ai donné 9 clés maîtresses.
To lacking nothing in the mission.
Pour ne rien manquer dans la mission.
Amen.
Amen.
And I believe.
Et je crois.
What is the first key?
Quelle est la première clé?
Supernatural provision.
La provision surnaturelle. Numéro 2. Payer la dîme.
Tithing. Number 3. Anakazo. Somebody is receiving miracle money now on your phone. Lift your phone.
Prenez vos téléphones.
Lift your phone.
Prenez vos téléphones.
If you don't have a phone, you have a bank account, just lift your hand.
Si vous n'avez pas de téléphone.
Receive supernatural power to buy land, to prosper. Supernatural financial arrivals. Receive it. In Jesus' name.
Recevez.
Amen.
Au nom de Jésus.
You may be seated. Your phone is blessed.
Votre téléphone est béni.
Concentrate on the preaching. Don't check your phone for mobile money now. Don't check it now. Check after.
Vérifiez après, pas maintenant. Concentrez-vous sur la prédication.
Yeah. Number 3.
Numéro 3. Anakazo.
Number 4.
L'art.
The art of leadership.
L'art du leadership.
Or 414. Number 5. Building the house of God.
Construire la maison de l'Éternel.
What number is that? 5. Number 6. Labor not to be rich. Don't have that as an aim.
N'ayez pas pour objectif de devenir riche.
It will make you a poor man.
Ça va te rendre pauvre.
Satan will trick you.
Satan va te dribbler.
Labor for other things. Number 7.
Numéro 7.
Labor for the Holy Spirit.
Travaillez dur pour le Saint-Esprit.
Number 8.
8.
Labor for a revelation. What is a revelation?
Qu'est-ce qu'une révélation?
An interesting, surprising, important fact.
Un fait surprenant, important.
Hein? Important, surprising, interesting.
ISI.
Interesting, surprising, important. ISI. ISI.
Donc ISI, intéressant, surprenant et important.
How many have discovered some interesting, surprising, important things in this conference?
Combien ont découvert des choses importantes, surprenantes et intéressantes pendant cette conférence?
Do you see somebody who became really blessed by an interesting, surprising revelation God gave him?
Est-ce que vous avez découvert quelqu'un qui a été
béni? Who was that? Jacob.
Jacob a été béni comme
God
ça.
God showed him in a dream.
Dieu lui a montré dans un rêve.
Choose spotted sheep.
Choisissez.
I'm sure that they were like not nice sheep.
Des brebis rayées. Ils n'étaient pas beaux à voir.
But that is what God gave him, that choose this one. Sometimes God may give you a land. It's like, doesn't look like, or a property, or something that is not so wonderful. Say, okay, choose this one.
Parfois Dieu te donnera quelque chose qui n'a pas l'air très merveilleux, mais il te dira, choisis celui-ci.
Spotted, strict, speckled sheep. Is it what you like? So this, if it can be my salary, I'll be okay with it.
Si ça peut suddenly être mon all salaire, the sheep je peux became réussir avec.
And Laban's children were standing far away and they were looking at their few white sheep.
Et les enfants de Laban
étaient
là.
Thousands of spotted sheep on this side.
Il y avait des milliers de brebis rayées de l'autre côté.
And they said, this man has stolen all our things.
Et ils ont dit, cet homme a volé tous nos brebis.
How did he steal?
Comment est-ce qu'il a volé?
They were giving birth and they gave birth.
Il mettait bas.
God is great.
Dieu est grand.
Do not run away from him. Is there not a song like that? God is gracious. The song we sang. Okay. Beautiful.
Magnifique.
Now, number 9.
9.
Labor for a blessing.
Travailler dur pour avoir une bénédiction.
Wow. That's number 9. Number 10.
Numéro 10.
Honor your prophet and prosper.
Honorez votre prophète et prospérez.
Why? Now, notice.
Remarquez.
Hosea chapter 12, verse 10.
Hosea 12, verset 10.
I have spoken by the prophets.
J'ai parlé par les prophètes.
And I have used similitudes, multiplied visions.
J'ai multiplié les visions.
Wow. Verse 13.
13.
By a prophet.
Par un prophète.
The Lord brought Israel out of Egypt.
L'Éternel fit monter Israël hors d'Égypte.
And by a prophet.
Et par un prophète.
Was he preserved?
Israël fut gardé.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, you know, traditional Christian integrity-based.
Des chrétiens traditionnels basés sur l'intégrité.
Bible study.
Les étudiants de la Bible.
We don't like to emphasize the importance of a human being.
Nous n'aimons pas mettre l'accent sur l'importance d'un être humain.
Our mind is that God is important.
Notre esprit, c'est que c'est Dieu qui est important.
When you elevate a man,
quand vous élevez un homme,
you are making a terrible mistake.
Vous faites une grande erreur.
And generally speaking, it's dangerous.
Et en général, c'est dangereux.
However,
néanmoins,
all through the Bible,
partout dans la Bible,
you see that God uses somebody.
Vous verrez que Dieu utilise des personnes.
And before God can use you,
avant que Dieu ne peut vous utiliser,
we have to ask ourselves a question.
Nous devons nous poser une question.
Why should somebody listen to you?
Pourquoi quelqu'un devrait t'écouter, toi?
Why should somebody find you important?
Pourquoi est-ce que quelqu'un te trouvera important?
Why?
Pourquoi?
When you don't find anybody important.
Quand toi tu ne trouves personne important.
That's the big question to ask.
Ça c'est la grande question pour nous tous.
You want the people to honor you and receive you, like when you speak, you preach, they should listen, they should receive. But you cannot receive somebody in a certain way.
Tu veux que les gens te reçoivent et t'honorent, mais toi tu ne peux pas le faire aux autres. Comment est-ce que ça peut arriver?
Are you better than that person?
Est-ce que tu es mieux que cette personne?
So sowing and reaping comes in here.
Donc semer et moissonner est en jeu ici.
As you sow a seed of, we cannot receive from a man.
Quand tu sèmes la semence de, tu ne peux pas recevoir d'un homme.
Then you receive 100 times, you cannot be received from.
Tu vas moissonner au centuple, personne ne peut recevoir de toi.
Yes. As you don't honor and receive,
alors que tu n'honores pas, tu ne reçois pas.
Somebody,
quelqu'un.
You too.
Toi aussi.
With all your faults.
Avec toutes tes fautes.
Hein? Your list is as long as anybody else's list.
Ta liste est aussi longue que ton voisin.
Of mistakes.
D'erreurs.
Yours may even be longer.
Peut-être la tienne est encore plus longue.
We too, we can't receive you.
Et nous aussi, nous ne pouvons pas te recevoir.
One draw.
C'est égal.
One. You don't receive me, me too, I don't receive you.
Tu ne me reçois pas, moi aussi je ne te reçois
yes.
pas.
Yes. That's why in this school we don't recognize secular education here.
Ici, on ne reconnaît pas l'éducation séculière ici.
We don't recognize their things.
On ne reconnaît
we
pas
don't teach secular subjects here.
On ne traite pas des sujets séculiers ici.
We don't teach sociology, philosophy, law, finance, management, psychology. Well, they don't recognize what we are teaching.
Ils ne reconnaissent pas ce que nous enseignons, donc nous ne reconnaissons
why,
pas
why should we recognize
ce qu'ils enseignent. Pourquoi les reconnaître alors?
We don't accredit those things here.
Ils ne sont pas accrédités ici non plus.
Yes. You don't honor my what I'm teaching. Why should I honor what you are
tu
teaching?
Tu n'honores pas ce que moi j'enseigne. Pourquoi je dois honorer ce que tu enseignes?
Hey. So, you must remember.
Vous devez vous rappeler
that there is an eternal principle.
Qu'il y a un principe éternel.
That. Hebrews 7 verse 7. Look at Hebrews
Hebrew 7:7.
Put it up. Beautiful. Beautiful. Without contradiction. Without contradiction.
Sans contradiction.
The less is blessed of the better.
L'inférieur qui est béni
it's
par le supérieur.
Eternal principle.
C'est sans contradiction. C'est un principe éternel.
The less
que l'inférieur
is blessed
est béni
of the better.
De
God
supérieur.
Will always bless you.
Dieu te bénira toujours.
Through someone who is better.
Par quelqu'un qui est meilleur.
Yes.
Oui.
Now, you don't think you want to be better than somebody, but you cannot see that somebody is better than you today.
Toi, tu veux être meilleur que quelqu'un, mais tu ne veux pas voir que quelqu'un d'autre est meilleur que toi.
For me, I have been blessed. And I don't see anybody who can ever stand without saying that God has used people.
Moi j'étais béni et je ne connais personne qui peut se tenir et dire que il est béni sans une autre personne.
Without contradiction. Hebrews 7 says.
Sans se contredire.
The less you will be blessed by somebody better than you.
Tu seras béni par quelqu'un qui est supérieur à toi.
It's an eternal law.
C'est une loi éternelle.
Put some more of the verses on together. Beautiful.
Magnifique.
Yes. And you see here, he says, men that receive tithes, there he receiveth them. Melchizedek.
Et ici, ceux qui perçoivent la dîme sont des hommes mortels.
Was receiving tithes.
Mais il recevait la
and
dîme.
And he blessed
et
Abraham.
Il a béni.
He blessed Abraham.
Il a béni Abraham.
Yes. He blessed.
Il a béni
Abraham.
Abraham.
Beautiful.
Magnifique.
Yeah. So even Abraham,
même Abraham
had somebody better than him.
Avait quelqu'un qui était meilleur que lui.
Who blessed him?
Qui le bénissait?
Yeah. And you.
Et toi,
struggle with that reality.
Tu te bats avec cette réalité.
You struggle to your own confusion.
Tu te bats dans la confusion.
Now, you must, if you want God to use you,
si tu veux que Dieu se serve
you must
de toi,
allow God to use others.
Tu dois permettre à ce que Dieu utilise les autres.
If you want God to use you,
si tu veux que Dieu t'utilise,
you must allow God to use someone else.
Permet à Dieu d'utiliser quelqu'un d'autre.
So that in your world,
pour que dans ton monde,
there is the allowance of God using people, including
Dieu,
you.
Dieu est permis de utiliser les autres, y compris toi.
Like it's something you allow in your life.
C'est quelque chose que toi tu permets dans ta vie.
That a man can be used greatly by God. Including you.
Que Dieu peut utiliser un homme, y compris toi.
And it's a law.
Et c'est une loi.
Amen.
Amen.
So allow God.
Permet à Dieu.
To use his servants.
D'utiliser ses serviteurs.
In your life.
Dans ta vie.
And honor them.
Et honore-les.
Now. You know, I wouldn't really want to go into all that, but perhaps I have to. Mark chapter, let's look at Hebrews 7:1.
Hebrews 7:1.
He says, this Melchizedek, the king of Salem,
so Melchizedek,
priest of the most high God,
verset 1.
he met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and did what? And blessed him.
Il a rencontré Abraham qui revenait de la défaite de roi. Et qu'est-ce qu'il a fait? Il le bénit.
Great Father Abraham.
Le grand père Abraham
was blessed by somebody.
A été béni par quelqu'un d'autre.
And that's why he continued to say in verse 7 that without contradiction.
C'est pourquoi il a dit dans le verset 7.
Is blessed of the better.
C'est sans contredire l'inférieur qui est béni par le supérieur.
So there's somebody better than Abraham.
Donc il y a quelqu'un qui est meilleur que Abraham.
And his name was Melchizedek.
Il s'appelait Melchizedek.
Amen. So let God bless you through someone else that you accept that is better than you.
Permets à ce que Dieu te bénisse au travers de quelqu'un qui est meilleur que toi.
And one day,
et un jour,
God will let you become a blessing to someone.
Dieu permettra que toi tu sois une bénédiction.
And the person will acknowledge that you are better than he is.
Et la personne reconnaîtra que tu es mieux que lui.
Amen.
Amen.
Mark chapter 6 is another magical thing. Mark 6:1. Jesus went to his hometown, isn't it?
Jésus se rendit dans sa patrie.
Now, I find that many of us do not honor God's servants the way we ought to honor them.
Je trouve que beaucoup d'entre nous, nous n'honorons pas les serviteurs de Dieu comme
and
il le faut.
I believe that it is a legal requirement.
Et je crois que c'est une demande légale.
In Romans chapter 13, let's look at verse 6.
En Romains 13, le verset 6.
Romans 13, verse 6. It says, for this cause ye pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Verse 7. Render therefore to all their dues.
Rendez à tout ce qui leur est dû.
Amen. Render to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear is due. And honor to whom honor. It is a due.
C'est
something that is due. It's expected. It's an obligation.
C'est une obligation. C'est quelque chose qui leur est dû.
So if you haven't paid your dues,
si vous n'avez pas payé vos devoirs,
which is you haven't paid your honor,
vous n'avez pas payé votre honneur,
something is odd.
Il y a quelque chose qui cloche.
If the president comes in here now,
si le président entrait maintenant,
I have to acknowledge him.
Je devrais le reconnaître.
Is due some honor for winning the elections in Ghana.
Il mérite l'honneur d'avoir gagné les élections.
If I ignore him,
si je l'ignore,
there will be something wrong.
Il y aura quelque chose qui ne va pas.
I've not honored someone who is due.
Parce que je n'ai
honor.
Pas honoré quelqu'un
honor.
Qui mérite l'honneur.
It is due.
C'est ce qui lui est dû.
That's why I honored Dr. Mashwangani, or I'll say Father Mashwangani, because he's due honor by his age. He can give birth to me, first of all.
Il peut me naître. Il a un âge qui peut être mon père.
Yes. He can give birth to me.
Il peut me mettre au monde.
And can exist years. Is this more years?
Il a vu beaucoup plus d'années.
And seen more things.
Il a vu plusieurs choses.
So it's not something special that will be done.
Donc ce n'est pas quelque chose de spécial de
but
l'honorer.
It is due.
Mais c'est
whenever
ce qu'il
you
mérite.
Don't do what is due.
Si vous ne faites pas ce qui
you create some either illegality or something odd about your life and your ministry. And one of the things is poverty.
Vous créez quelque chose qui ne va pas dans ta vie et dans ton ministère. Une de ces choses c'est la pauvreté.
Yes. Supposing you go to a restaurant.
Si vous allez dans un restaurant.
They ask what you want to eat.
Et on vous demande qu'est-ce que vous voulez manger.
Rice and chicken.
Poulet et riz.
When they bring the rice and chicken.
Quand ils amènent le riz et le poulet.
Do you have salad?
Vous demandez la salade.
Say, we have.
Ils disent on a la salade.
What will you drink?
Qu'est-ce que vous allez boire?
Pineapple juice.
Le jus d'ananas.
When they finish, do you have orange juice also?
Et quand vous finissez, vous demandez le jus d'orange
do
aussi.
You have sparkling water.
Vous avez l'eau
You have ice. The waiter is going up and down.
Et puis le serviteur, il va, il vient, il va, il vient. Les glaçons.
Do you have a plantain?
Vous avez les plantains?
Fry some for me. Do you have granite?
Est-ce que vous avez les arachides?
Bring it.
Amen.
Tell me,
les bananes frites.
Now if after. Now I want some dessert.
Maintenant, je veux le dessert.
Do you have ice cream?
Vous avez la glace?
Bring it.
Amen.
Do you have cake?
Qu'est-ce que tu as des gâteaux?
Bring it.
Amen.
You have banana?
Tu as des ananas.
You have tea?
Est-ce que tu as le thé?
Bring it. Coffee. Amen.
Le café?
Bring it.
Amen.
I'm now feeling thirsty. Coke, another Coke.
Amen, encore un Coca.
Now, when you finish all this,
quand vous aurez tout terminé,
you get up
et tu te lèves.
You wipe your mouth.
Tu essuies la bouche.
Et ça. Bye.
Et tu dis au revoir.
They say what?
Ils disent quoi?
You excuse me.
Et pardon, pardon.
Do you know what is due?
Est-ce que vous savez ce
what
que
is
vous
expected?
Vous savez ce qu'on attend de vous?
It's not that somebody is trying to extort money from you.
Ce n'est pas quelqu'un qui essaie de extorquer
de l'argent.
But something
is due at this point from your end.
Yes.
They have served you and 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 served you.
On t'a servi, 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 servi.
Something is due.
Et tu dois quelque
and your
chose.
Failure to bring what is due will cause police and security of the restaurant to be deployed against you.
Si tu ne payes pas ce qui est dû, ça va mériter l'appel des polices et des gardiens du restaurant.
Wow.
Wow.
So, it's due. He says, Render. Therefore, to all.
À tous.
Their dues.
Ce qui leur est dû.
Their dues.
Ce qui leur est dû.
Honor. To whom honor is due.
Honor à qui vous devez l'honneur.
Now, Matthew chapter 10, verse 40.
Beautiful. Matthieu 10, 14.
There are three levels on which you can honor someone.
Il y a trois niveaux auxquels vous pouvez honorer quelqu'un.
Now, in your church, if your church members don't honor you,
si dans vos églises, on ne vous honore pas,
it's on to you.
C'est ton problème.
Yes. Your ministry will never, you can never do well in an environment where you are not honored.
Tu ne peux jamais réussir dans un environnement où tu n'es pas honoré.
Now, there are three levels.
Trois niveaux.
And under which you can be received, that Jesus taught us.
Que Jésus nous a enseigné, sous lesquels
vous
pouvez être
reçu. Everybody has three levels.
Tout le monde a ces trois niveaux.
Look at it.
Regarde.
He that receiveth, receiveth me. He that receiveth me, receiveth him.
40.
That's it. Beautiful. Verse 41.
41.
Now, he that receiveth a prophet. I want you to see the three levels here.
Je veux que
he
vous
that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward.
Une récompense de prophète.
He that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
Une récompense de juste.
Verse 42.
42.
Whosoever shall drink one of these little cups in the name of a disciple, I tell you, he shall in no wise lose his reward.
Il ne va pas perdre sa récompense.
So you see, first of all, in verse 41, you see these names mentioned. In the name of a prophet.
En 41,
then
vous voyez,
in the name of a righteous man.
Un prophète,
and
un
then
homme juste.
In the name of a disciple.
Et un disciple.
In verse 42. So you can receive someone as a prophet.
Vous pouvez recevoir quelqu'un comme un prophète.
Number two, as a righteous man, he's just a good person.
Numéro deux, en tant que juste, il est une bonne personne.
And then number three, as a disciple.
Troisièmement, comme un disciple.
Yeah. Now, each of these is different.
Et chacun d'entre eux est différent.
If I come to you,
si je viens vers vous,
and you see me as a student,
et vous me voyez en tant qu'étudiant,
a disciple,
un disciple,
apprentice,
un apprenti.
One time I sent one of my pastors to go and visit one of my church members, and he told the pastor, "Look, I don't listen to apprentices. Tell a bishop to come."
Une fois j'ai envoyé un de mes pasteurs voir un membre, et il a dit, "Je n'écoute pas les apprentis. Donc envoie un message à bishop qu'il vienne lui-même."
He received them in the name of disciples.
Il a les a reçus dans le nom des disciples.
Disciples reward.
En tant que disciple.
Then, you know, you can be, talk to people, counsel them,
You can share things with them and they see you as just a good person who is really talking nicely, talking a lot and really concerned.
Vous pouvez parler aux gens, les conseillers, ils vous prendront comme quelqu'un de bien simplement.
Or the highest level,
ou encore le niveau le plus élevé,
as a prophet.
Vous pouvez le recevoir en tant que prophète. Yes.
Okay?
D'accord?
Now, Jesus Christ suffered the highest and the lowest.
Il a souffert du plus haut et plus bas.
Yeah. In Mark 6.
Mark 6.
That's why we must go to Israel.
C'est pourquoi il faut visiter Israël.
Because you see the different places.
Vous verrez les différents endroits.
But if you don't go to Israel, everywhere, Nazareth, Galilee, Bethlehem, Jerusalem, Capernaum, it all sounds like the same place, but they are not the same place.
On dirait que tous ces endroits sont à côté l'un de l'autre, mais ce n'est pas.
He went to his own country, which is Nazareth.
Il se rendit dans sa patrie, ce qui est Nazareth.
When the Sabbath day came, he went to church and began to preach, and the people were astonished.
Les gens étaient.
Everybody say astonished.
Tout le monde dit étonné.
Hey! And they said, from whence has this man these things? What wisdom is this which is given to him that such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Verse 3.
Verset 3.
Now this is the response to a great man of God.
C'est la réponse qu'on donne à un
grand homme de Dieu. Is not this the carpenter's son?
N'est-ce pas le charpentier, fils de Marie?
Somebody called, excuse me, can come here.
Quelqu'un l'a appelé, dit, excuse-moi.
Do you know one James?
Tu connais un Jacques?
Do you know one Simon? Are you related to him?
Est-ce que vous êtes parenté?
Are you related to him?
Vous le connaissez?
I was his mate. You are his brother.
Donc tu es son frère.
You are his brother.
Tu es son frère.
No, I mean, you are his brother.
Tu es son frère.
And you say you are the son of God now. Et
tu dis que tu es le fils de Dieu.
Hey.
Hey.
Mental hospital. Please, can you come in? Mental hospital.
L'hôpital psychiatrique. Vous êtes là.
Is doctor the psychiatrist in at work?
Est-ce que le psychiatre est au travail?
Now notice with all these questions,
avec
look
toutes
at
ces
what
questions,
happened to Jesus. Verse 4.
Verset 4.
Now Jesus said.
Jésus leur dit,
you see, a prophet is not without honor.
Un prophète,
he doesn't have respect.
N'est méprisé.
Honor.
L'honneur.
He's not honored.
Il n'est pas honoré.
In three places.
Dans trois endroits.
His house.
Dans sa patrie.
His relatives.
Dans sa maison.
And in his own country.
Et dans sa patrie.
Amazing. And
étonnant.
It's true. Now, what is the result? Okay, let's say it's not respect. Okay, too bad. Sorry, man of God. That's something, unfortunately, that happens to all men of God. So, just, if you can't stomach it, just resign from the ministry. It's too bad that we can't respect you everywhere. It happened to Jesus, and just shut up and just carry on. You know, if you are not respected and honored, you can't be honored everywhere. Just carry on. Look.
Tant pis si tu n'es pas honoré, ça arrive à tout le monde, même Jésus a expérimenté ça.
No, it's not just that. It has an effect on you financially.
Oui, ça n'a pas ça seulement, ça a un effet sur toi aussi.
Spiritually.
Financièrement, spirituellement.
In every way.
Physiquement, dans tout
le monde. Look at the first bad effect.
Regardez le premier effet.
There, he could not do mighty works.
Le 4, il ne pouvait pas faire un miracle.
The same man of God.
Le même homme de Dieu.
Where a prophet is not honored, that is where the power doesn't work.
Là où un prophète n'est pas honoré, c'est là où il ne peut pas faire des miracles.
That the place that so if it's my church and my church does not honor me, the power and the anointing that is on me will not work in my church.
Donc si c'est dans
mon église, you will never see mighty works, but I will go somewhere else and the mighty works will happen there and you just read about it.
Si dans mon église je ne suis pas honoré, je ne pourrai pas faire des miracles, mais j'irai quelque part d'autre et faire des miracles. Vous allez seulement en lire.
Put it back, please. There he could do no mighty work. Now these are, in other words, and lay hands on a few people.
Il
imposa
les mains sur quelques personnes.
And healed them.
Les malades et les guéris.
Amazing.
Étonnant.
These are what we call no power is at work. One or two healings, one or two testimonies, and no power. Especially there's nothing else. But one or two healings. And that's all.
C'est ce qu'on appelle un ou deux guérisons et puis c'est tout.
With good preaching with points.
Une bonne prédication avec des points.
If there'll be healing, one or two, not much.
Il n'y a pas beaucoup de miracles.
Yes. And another version says a few sick with minor ailments.
Et il y a une autre version qui dit quelques malades avec des maladies, des petites maladies.
Now, what does a man of God do when he is not honored?
Qu'est-ce qu'un homme de Dieu fait quand il n'est pas honoré?
Start traveling.
Il commence à voyager.
Start traveling away from the place where they don't honor you. Verse 6, look at
commencez à voyager.
And he marveled because of their unbelief.
Il s'étonnait de leur incrédulité.
And he went round about.
Il parcourait.
You just keep going around.
Continue à parcourir les
That's why you must have relationships.
C'est pourquoi il faut avoir des relations.
And churches.
Et des églises.
And places to go.
Dans les et des endroits
so
où aller.
So he marveled and he went to the villages teaching. Now, are you ready for magic?
Est-ce que vous êtes prêt pour la
Once
magie?
Once you can get away from people who don't honor you.
Une fois que tu peux échapper des personnes qui ne t'honorent pas.
Get ready for magic in your ministry.
Attendez-vous à avoir de la magie dans votre ministère.
Are you ready for magic? You sure you want the magic?
Vous êtes sûr que vous êtes prêt?
Verse 7 is beginning from here.
Ça commence à
Now,
partir du verset 7.
He called his small boys.
Il appelait ses petits.
And gave them power.
Et leur donna du pouvoir.
He said, this one I'll not go myself.
Cette fois-ci, je n'irai
pas moi-même. The same man of God without power, he was now distributing powers.
Cet même homme de Dieu qui n'avait pas de pouvoir,
il donnait
maintenant.
And gave them power over unclean spirits.
Il leur donna du pouvoir sur les esprits impurs.
Verse 8.
Verset 8.
Now, he starts his first financial, look, his first financial miracle.
Maintenant, il commence le premier miracle financier.
You see, that's why you are poor. You may not know.
Vous ne savez pas, peut-être, c'est la raison pour laquelle tu es pauvre.
He said, don't take any staff, no scrape, no bread, and no money. I command you, don't take even $1.
Il les a ordonné de ne pas prendre pas d'argent, même pas un dollar.
Magic.
Ça, c'est la magie.
No money for transport.
Pas d'argent pour le transport.
No money for food.
Pas d'argent pour la nourriture.
No money for accommodation.
Pas d'argent pour les maisons.
No money. I'm here with you. I'm doing magic.
Pas d'argent. Je suis là avec vous. Je fais de la magie.
Some people say I'm not a man of God.
Des gens disent que je suis pas un homme
de Dieu.
You
see, God told me to teach my church to honor me.
Dieu m'a dit d'enseigner à mon église
they were
de m'honorer. Parce qu'ils n'étaient pas bénis.
Because they don't honor their prophets.
Parce qu'ils n'honoraient pas leurs prophètes.
They are not being blessed.
Et ils n'étaient pas bénis.
Look at it.
Regardez.
No money. I will do miracle money for you. When I told some of you lift your phone, you think it is a game.
Quand je vous demande de lever le téléphone, vous pensez que c'est un truc.
No two coats. I will give you clothes. You will be shocked.
Faut même pas prendre deux tuniques. Je vais te vêtir. Tu seras surpris.
And he said, whatever place you enter,
il dit, la maison dans laquelle tu entres,
keep going,
reste
keep
là.
Going, make it smaller. And whosoever does not receive you, shake the dust.
Verse.
Now the dust you shake.
Maintenant, il faut secouer la poussière.
Verse 12.
12.
They went out and preached that men should repent.
Partir prêcher la
and
repentance.
They cast out many devils.
Ils chassaient beaucoup de démons.
Now, this is the power that he himself, looked. Small boys. Small boys, come.
Les petits, hey, petits,
12
venez.
Of you come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
petit,
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
12. 4, venez.
Hey, go and do miracles. I'm feeling sleepy. Look.
J'ai sommeil. Moi-même, j'ai sommeil.
Where are the disciples?
Où sont les disciples?
I feel tired. I want to rest.
Je suis fatigué. Je veux
I have
reposer.
No time to try to be preaching.
Je n'ai pas de temps.
Take it, take it.
Je n'ai
power, de power, 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 power. This is the man they said he has no power.
Ça
they don't respect him.
À qui on disait qu'il n'avait pas de pouvoir.
Keep watching. Let's continue.
On continue.
Continue. Now King Herod heard of him.
Herod entendu parler de lui.
No, but don't. There are grown-ups there. Hey, receive another power. Hey, hey. Off. There's somebody behind you. Yeah. Now they cast out. When Herod heard of it, his name was present. Ah. John the Baptist is risen from the dead.
Quand Herod entendu parler, il
like
a dit,
it hey. Was such so powerful. This disciple's mission was so powerful that it was on the news.
C'était tellement puissant ce qu'il faisait que c'était dans les journaux.
Your ministry will soon be on the news.
Ton ministère sera bientôt dans les informations.
Verse 15. Then the other said it's Elijah. Some said it's a prophet. Verse 16.
Verset 16.
But when Herod heard, he said, it is John. It is John.
Herod a dit, c'est Jean.
Look at your ministry.
Regarde ton ministère.
No one has ever said such things about you.
Personne n'a dit des choses pareilles te concernant.
No one has ever said, oh, your ministry is like Oral Roberts.
Personne n'a dit que ton ministère est comme Oral Roberts.
Yes. No one has ever said anything about you. Oh, you remind me of T.L. Osborne.
Personne n'a dit, oh, tu me rappelles T.L. Osborne.
No, no, you don't remind anybody of anything.
Tu ne rappelles personne de qui que ce soit.
Yes. You honor no one.
Tu n'honores personne.
And you remind nobody of anything.
Et tu ne rappelles personne de qui que ce soit.
But when the anointing is on you,
mais quand l'onction est sur toi,
people start to mention certain names.
Les gens commencent à mentionner certains noms.
You know, one day, a pastor came from Nigeria and he made a comment. He said that some years ago we used to eat Kenneth Hagin books, but yeah, nowadays we are eating Dag Howard Mills' books. Did you hear that?
From Boko, Benue State, he came to for ISI in particular. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Il y a un pasteur nigérien qui a dit, yeah, avant on avalait les livres de Kenneth Hagin, maintenant on avale les livres de Dag Howard Mills.
The fact that even somebody will associate me, my name, with même this man's name.
Oh. Le fait de m'associer moi avec.
Well, I mean, whether it's true or not, the fact that such an association has been made.
Peu importe si c'est vrai ou pas.
When we were in Kitwe,
quand nous étions
that's
à Kitwe,
big city in Zambia,
une grande ville en Zambie,
a man came and said,
un homme est venu, il a dit,
look,
écoutez,
37 years ago,
il y a 37 ans,
we were here,
on était ici.
Bonke came here.
Bonke est venu ici.
He said, I was an interpreter.
J'étais interprète.
I thank God that I've lived to see today.
J'ai béni Dieu que j'ai vécu aussi
since
longtemps
37
de
years
jour
ago, there has been nothing like this in this place.
Depuis 37 ans, on a eu rien de pareil ici.
Yes, the fact that my name is associated, it means a certain level of power has started to work in my ministry.
Le fait que mon nom a été associé avec ces personnes veut dire qu'il y a une puissance qui est entrée dans mon ministère.
The fact that disciples were mentioning John, Elijah.
Le fait que les gens mentionnaient Jean et
Élie. Big names.
Des grands noms.
Big names will be associated with your ministry.
Votre ministère sera associé avec des grands noms.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Let's go on, please. Let's go on. Now, Herod had now spoken about his wife. Verse 18, quickly, because we are
18.
Going. John said it's not. Go on, verse 19. Therefore, Herod had a quarrel. Please make it smaller and put more scriptures, please. Herod feared John. Go on. He heard him gladly. Yes. Now, when a convenient day, and this is the story of how John the Baptist was killed. All related to this. He's just giving a background. Verse next.
Donc, c'est l'histoire de comment Jean-Baptiste a été tué.
All right. And 25, 27. Beautiful. Continue. 28. So, they brought his head on a charger. Verse 29.
29.
Amazing. When his disciples heard it, they took his corpse and laid it in a tomb. Now, verse 30.
30.
And the apostles gathered themselves together to Jesus and told him. Jesus heard the bad news.
Jésus a reçu la mauvaise nouvelle.
The man, they said, is powerless. And he said, okay, come aside.
L'homme qu'on disait qu'il était sans puissance.
Let's rest for a while.
Il a dit, venons, nous allons nous reposer.
So they parted into a desert place by ship, privately. And the people ran and they came to him. This is the man, he said, he doesn't have power, okay?
33.
Now people are running to him.
Maintenant, les gens
people will run to your crusade. Yeah. And he had compassion and he began to teach them. Verse 35.
35.
When the day was past, he said, this is a desert place. Time is far past. He said, send them away. Eh? Let them go and eat.
Renvoie
there's no
manger.
Bread.
Y a pas
this is
manger.
Mark chapter 6. So
Mark 6.
Remember, he started, he couldn't do things.
Quand
this is the chapter where he couldn't do things.
C'est le chapitre où il ne pouvait rien faire.
And they said, give them to eat. Where are we going to buy 200 penny worth of food? I mean, you can't, Jesus, are you crazy? Verse 38.
38.
How many bread do you have?
Combien
we have five. We have two fishes. And he commanded us, sit down. 50s. Wow. By 50s and hundreds. Magic. Magic is about to happen. This is the man, he said, he's not powerful.
40.
You see, when you travel to places where you are honored, they run to listen. They come. Then you see that some type of miracle power and anointing is working in your life.
Quand vous allez aux endroits où les gens courent pour t'écouter,
he shared the bread and the loaves.
Il y a des miracles qui ont lieu.
Beautiful. Verse 42.
42.
They did all eat and were filled.
Keep going. And they took up 12 baskets.
43.
Now Jesus was doing financial miracles.
Maintenant, Jésus faisait des miracles de finances.
Yeah. You say I don't have power.
Vous dites que je n'ai pas de pouvoir. Yeah.
Many of my pastors, they didn't believe certain things I told them.
Beaucoup de pasteurs n'ont pas cru ce que je leur ai dit. J'avais prophétisé.
In the year 2001.
En 2001,
I prophesied to some of my pastors.
J'ai prophétisé à certains pasteurs.
When I was prophesying, I was crying. I was crying and talking. They were all sitting in front of me and I was weeping. Tears were coming down my eyes. I told them.
Quand je prophétisais, je pleurais même. Je leur ai dit, en 2001,
I spoke.
J'ai parlé.
I said, my son, listen.
J'ai dit, mon
fils. My son, listen. It's on the camp. I was preaching. I couldn't see my Bible anymore because I was crying.
Je pleurais. Je ne pouvais plus lire ma Bible.
But I just keep on going. They should have been far more prosperous than they are.
Ils devaient être beaucoup plus prospères qu'ils sont.
No honor. They themselves will tell you.
Ils peuvent le dire eux-mêmes.
What do you know? What do you know about America? What do you know about this? Who are you? Why have you live in Ghana? You don't know anything about this one.
Vous vivez au Ghana et vous venez parler des choses aux États-Unis. Vous ne connaissez rien.
That's 16 years ago.
Il y a 16 ans. Yeah,
they should have been millionaires.
Ils devaient être des millionnaires.
But I said, who are you and what? Where is your country? Where do you come from? You live in Kolegon or you don't have? What do you do? Do you live in Ghana? What do you? Sorry about that, please.
Pardon, désolé.
His own country, his own house. I just move on.
Dans sa patrie, chez ses parents.
From that time,
depuis ce jour,
higher and higher into made all this type of bread.
Moi, je vais dans ces domaines. Je vais plus loin.
You say I have no power. So see you later. I can only do small things here. 1, 2, 3% off. Bye.
Vous dites que je n'ai pas de pouvoir. Je peux faire une ou deux choses, petites choses. Au revoir. Je pars.
5,000 people ate.
5,000 personnes ont mangé.
Men, 5,000 men ate food.
5,000 hommes ont mangé.
Look, let's be serious.
Soyons sérieux.
No, you know, don't be some way.
Soyez pas bizarre. Don't be some way. Soyez pas bizarre.
Now, okay, you say he doesn't have power. Okay, now, disciples, go, I want to pray. And he sent them away, and he departed to pray. Are you watching
46?
Something?
46.
Okay, now when evening was come, the man without power.
47.
I said, it's become more magical. They said, the man doesn't have power. In the evening, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. So he was alone on the land. And they were in the sea.
Ils étaient sur la mer.
And he saw them toiling in ruin. For the wind was contrary.
48.
And about the fourth watch of the night, that's about 3 a.m.
He came by.
They were in the middle rowing.
Ils étaient là, ils avaient de peine à ramer.
He came walking by. On the water.
Voici Jésus sur l'eau.
He came walking by on the water.
Il est venu marcher.
He was wearing white like I was wearing.
Et il était en blanc.
They were afraid. Look, they were afraid of him, I tell you.
Ils avaient peur de lui.
They were afraid of him.
Ils avaient peur de lui.
You say he has no power.
Il disait qu'il n'avait pas de pouvoir.
You see, a prophet, when you don't respect and you don't honor, he will look like a naked fool.
Quand vous voyez un prophète qui est sans honneur, on dirait un fou nu.
Fou nu. Put it back. Now, when they saw him, they saw him walking on the. You see, men, they saw him walking and they thought it was a spirit. And they said, ah, yeah,
ah!
There were 50. And they saw him.
Thank
and they were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and said, hey, relax.
Il a dit, relax.
He was standing in the water. The waves were going around him. He was talking. He was standing. Realized the water was going up. And they were up in the boat around where the boat waves your hand. Somewhere there. Jesus was standing in the black water like this.
Jésus était dans la mer noire.
He was screaming. We are just relax, relax. I'm the one.
Relax.
Why you fear so? Relax, man. I mean, this is just some small power. I'm showing something.
Relaxez-vous. Je vous montre un petit pouvoir seulement.
You don't respect, eh? That's why you are not rich.
C'est pourquoi vous n'êtes pas riche.
And listen, look at it. Look at how it is. And he went into the ship. And the wind ceased. When he got into the ship, disciples come. Where are those guys? They were sitting in the boat. Sit on the boat. And Jesus was. They were afraid. Look at what he says. Put them back.
put the scripture back. He said, they went into the ship.
Ils sont entrés dans le bateau.
And they were so amazed in themselves beyond measure and wanted.
Tous stupéfaits et remplis d'étonnement.
Look at them. They were afraid. Their hearts were beating.
Ils avaient peur.
Jesus was talking. You fear, you see.
Jésus disait,
receive it. You don't respect. You saw me. You said, I don't know how to do. I don't have power.
Vous dites que je n'ai pas de pouvoir.
And when Jesus walked by them,
quand
they
Jésus
were afraid
marchait,
of him now.
Ils avaient peur de lui
maintenant.
Afraid. Ils
says,
avaient peur.
They were, go back to the verse. Go back to the verse. They were so amazed.
Ils étaient stupéfaits.
They were amazed.
Stupéfaits.
You're afraid of me now.
Vous avez peur de moi,
n'est-ce pas? You don't know me. When you saw me at Nazareth, you saw there was no power.
Quand vous m'avez
you
vu,
thought I don't have power. You thought my ministry is finished. You thought I was just a teacher.
Vous pensez
take it one.
Vous pensez que j'étais un simple enseignant.
It says, they were amazed in themselves.
Ils étaient stupéfaits.
Beyond measure and wondered.
Et remplis d'étonnement.
Hey! Magic. This is magic.
Ça, c'est la magie.
Magic in the Bible.
Magie dans la Bible.
Now verse 52.
52.
It says, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. You see, they even after the miracle of the loaves, maybe they were, maybe some people came, so maybe people had bread in their bags and they brought it out secretly and, you know, there was whatever. You know how people talk about miracles?
Vous savez comment les gens parlent
yes.
des miracles?
By all means, some people will say that.
Ils disaient que les gens avaient le pain dans le sac et...
Receive your miracle money on your phone. Receive it in your bank account. Receive it in your job. Receive it in your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Je reçois.
Look at my disciples, how they are there. When I was walking, you thought I would call you to the land so that you take me. You don't know I'm the master of water.
Quand j'étais à terre,
when I walk, I don't sink. I trot, I jump, I walk, I play, I dance.
Oh. Vous pensiez que je devais
on the water.
Vous appeler, venir me chercher. Vous ne savez pas que moi je marche sur l'eau, je danse sur l'eau, je saute sur l'eau.
Power.
J'ai la pouvoir. So
this is see now they have Thomas and all these guys. They are cool now.
Maintenant ils sont calmes.
You see, you can be with some people, they will not even believe you are powerful. Let's go back. You look at it's not finished. The magic is not over. Look.
La magie n'est pas.
Are you ready for more magic? You see, you people, I tell you, there is magic in the Bible. Magic.
Vous savez, il y a la magie dans la Bible.
Now, when they had passed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And then when they were come out of the ships, straight away they knew him. Beautiful. And they ran through that region and began to... This is a man who couldn't do miracles. So they ran and carried about in beds those that were sick. And beds were now being carried. Oh. This man who had no power to heal people, beds.
Cet homme qui ne pouvait pas guérir.
At the place where he is honored.
À un endroit où il est honoré, des lits.
Those that were sick, where they heard he was.
Quand ils ont 56. De lui, 56.
Look at it. Look at it. And whithersoever he entered, villages,
lieu où il
cities, just go away from these people who don't respect you.
Il faut juste
cities,
quitter ceux qui ne te respectent pas.
They laid the sick in the streets.
Ils
and they
malades.
Besought that he might, if they might touch just the top of the other place, he was laying hands. Receive it, they were not receiving. Receive it, take it one. Take it, they were not collecting it.
L'endroit
this one just,
où il n'était pas respecté, il ne prenait rien. Mais ici, il marchait seulement et les gens recevaient. 56.
That they besought him that if they might touch the border,
s'ils pouvaient toucher le bord,
and as many as touched him
yes.
were made whole. This is Mark chapter 6. Action packed. Magical chapter.
C'est un chapitre rempli de magie.
You know, I've seen it over and over.
Je l'ai vu encore et
if
encore.
If you have no honor,
si tu n'es pas honoré,
yes, there are certain things you will never see.
Il y a certaines choses que tu ne verras jamais.
It will be near you.
Ça serait à côté, mais tu ne yes. le verras pas.
It will be by you.
Ça sera à côté de toi.
But you'll never see or experience. Unless you are not Christians. So I don't know if you are Christians. Are there Christians here? Is this a Christian Bible? I hope you realize I've not edited the Bible. I'm
ça
reading
c'est
it.
Une Bible chrétienne. Je n'ai pas touché à la Bible.
From Mark 6:1, look at verse 6 verse 2. This is 50. This is the last verse. From 6:1.
Le dernier verset, à partir,
the action started. He came to his own country.
Du premier verset dans sa
then
propre pays.
He began to teach. Then first thing is questions.
Après, questions. C'est des questions.
Then 3. Are you not three months ago I ordered a wardrobe.
Il y a 3 mois, j'ai commandé une garde-robe.
One wardrobe. Two chairs.
Et deux chaises.
And I was told that it was one Joseph Limited carpentry works.
C'était une société de Joseph.
Do you work? Have you worked there before? I just want to know if you've worked there before.
Là-bas?
You've worked there before. Joseph and Sam. You are the one I saw you there.
Mais c'est toi que j'ai vu là-bas, non?
You have resigned from that place.
Tu as démissionné de là-bas?
So where do you work now?
Tu travailles où maintenant?
You are the son of God.
Tu es le fils de Dieu.
Let's be serious. Eh?
Soyons sérieux.
Let's be serious.
Soyons sérieux.
I know you as a carpenter.
Je te connais en tant que charpentier.
And then verse 4.
Verset 4.
Look at it again. Then Jesus said, "As for a prophet, he has no honor where people know him."
Un prophète n'est méprisé que dans sa patrie.
So a prophet must have honor. In verse 5.
Le prophète doit être
and
honoré.
There where he is not honored.
Là où il n'est pas honoré.
No mighty works. So every pastor must strive
y avait aucun
to
miracle.
Encourage your people
les pasteurs
to honor you.
C'est forcé à enseigner.
If you have a friend, he comes to your church, you must help. Sometimes the person must teach the people in a way that they honor.
Parfois, les invités doivent enseigner aux gens comment honorer.
From the time that I started with my first international friend, Bishop Moses Sono, from the time I started to go to his church and other churches, always I try to let the people honor the man who is there.
Quand je voyage, je fais toujours l'effort de faire de sorte que les gens honorent leur pasteur.
His ministry doesn't work in a certain way. It's when he travels and people say, "Oh, you are so great. We need you. We like you. We want you."
Quand vous voyagez, les gens vont dire, on vous aime, on vous apprécie. On veut de vous.
So this is Jesus. Mark says it's action packed. Mark 5 was my favorite. No, Mark 5 is the one which has the woman with the issue of blood, Jairus' daughter, a madman of Gadara, and so on. These three.
Dans Mark 5, il y avait ces miracles.
Has overtaken it now because
et ça, c'était mon chapitre préféré. Maintenant, je préfère le chapitre 6.
This is magic.
Ça, c'est magique.
Action thriller. Power pack.
C'est rempli de pouvoir et d'action.
Learn to honor.
Apprenez à honorer.
One of the things that happens is that you never get honored.
Une des choses qui arrivera, c'est que on ne vous honorera pas.
You know, one day the Lord told me, honor of a certain level as the lowest.
Une fois, Dieu m'a dit, ton niveau d'honorer, il m'a montré le niveau le plus bas de ce que je devais donner comme honneur.
It is, you know, when sometimes people talk about giving and receiving and all that, it is probably maybe my most miraculous, supernatural thing. When the Lord said that if somebody preaches or does something, minimum honor is this.
Dieu m'a montré quand quelqu'un fait quelque chose, il prêche ou il exerce un ministère, le minimum avec lequel je dois l'honorer, c'est ceci.
I decided to do it.
Et j'ai décidé de
before
le faire.
I could even be implementing it.
Avant que je pouvais même
anybody who related with me.
Toutes les personnes qui étaient avec moi.
Think that I was worth more.
Pensais que je valais plus.
I was due more honor.
Et je méritais plus d'honneur.
Yes. Yes. It's amazing.
C'est étonnant.
It's a wonderful thing.
C'est une chose merveilleuse.
It's due. Yeah.
Ce qu'il mérite.
Almost every time I have encountered God's servants and I wanted to honor them, something bad wanted to happen.
À chaque fois que j'ai rencontré un homme de Dieu,
Fred Price, it happened with Yonggi Cho, it happened with Fred Price, it happened with not Yonggi Cho, it happened with Bishop Ida Hosa, it happened with Hagen. I was prepared, I was coming with joy to honor, then something happened and it's like, oh, I shouldn't do it. And you see, it was rather a curse, not even a curse, but like something that is due.
À chaque fois que je voulais honorer un homme de Dieu, il y a quelque chose qui voulait m'empêcher de le faire.
Yes.
You know, I was watching one prophet. It's, many of you don't respect prophets.
Beaucoup d'entre vous, vous ne respectez pas les prophètes. C'est une erreur.
Yeah. I saw this prophet on television.
Je suivais un prophète à la télé.
When he came to the church.
Quand il est entré dans l'église.
When he entered his church.
Quand il est entré dans son église.
All the church members knelt down.
Tous les membres de l'église se sont agenouillés.
Yes. Honor.
Honneur.
And when they are saying somebody is their father.
Et quand ils disent que quelqu'un
est my father, this is my father.
Ça c'est mon père.
You see a person's age, he says it's my father.
Ça c'est quelqu'un de son âge, on dit c'est son père.
Yes. And you see somebody who is like, let's say his same age, and say he will say to the person who is his age or maybe older, whatever, this is my son.
Et la personne qui a le même âge que lui, il dirait ça c'est mon fils.
It's like honor is irrespective of anything.
L'honneur
is my son.
Ne respecte
this
pas
big,
l'âge.
This big man who is older than is my son.
Cet homme, cet grand homme, il est mon fils.
And the honor.
Et il
if you don't learn it, you will never be honored.
Si vous ne apprenez pas cela, vous ne serez jamais honoré.
So learn to honor.
Apprenez à honorer.
And there are many things. I have a new book called Those Who Honor.
J'ai un nouveau livre qui s'intitule Ceux qui honorent.
You remember the scripture? Honor the Lord with thy substance.
Vous souvenez-vous?
We have two types of honor: honor with substance and honor without substance.
Honorez Dieu avec vos biens. Donc, il y a deux manières: avec les biens et sans les biens.
Yeah. Many of us are specialists of honor without substance, like through respect, bowing, writing
letters. Nous sommes spécialistes d'honorer sans les biens, se prosterner,
carry your bag,
porter le sac,
bow.
Se prosterner.
That's honor without substance.
Ça c'est l'honneur sans bien.
Scripture-based honor with a smile, with respectable standing up.
L'honneur basé sur les écritures.
Humble.
Tu as l'air humble. Tu te prosternes. Tu mets les mains derrière le dos.
Smile.
Tu souris.
It's all honor. I agree.
Je suis d'accord, c'est dans la Bible, c'est l'honneur.
It's in the Bible.
C'est dans la Bible.
Adaptation is a type of honor without substance.
Aussi s'adapter, c'est un honneur sans bien.
When Joseph was going to see Pharaoh, he shaved.
Quand Joseph devait aller voir Pharaon, il s'est rasé.
He shaved.
Il s'est rasé.
Yes. It's an act of honor.
C'est aussi un acte d'honneur.
Yes. That's but it's honor without substance.
Ça c'est l'honneur sans bien.
Shaving.
Rasé.
Is it not honor? Is it not
n'est-ce pas honoré?
It's a sign of respect.
C'est un signe de respect. Se raser.
To bath. It's
se laver aussi.
If people experience in marriage, if they had some of these, they would be happy. Change shaving. I mean things.
Sont des choses que des gens doivent attendre dans le mariage aussi.
Parfait. Non-financial, non-substantial honor. It's the type of honor.
C'est un but type d'honneur.
Bowing is honor without substance.
Se prosterner, c'est honorer
learn
sans bien.
Apprenez-le. From you, from your church.
Apprenez-le.
There are people who know everything, but they don't know how to honor.
Il y a des gens qui connaissent tout, mais ils ne savent pas honorer.
And they will never have certain blessings.
Et ils ne recevront jamais certain honneur.
Yeah. So it's a master key.
Donc c'est une clé maîtresse.
So I love you, you're my pastor. I really
je
like
t'aime,
you.
Tu es mon pastor.
Thank you. Write a nice long letter. So, wow.
Tu écris des beaux lettres.
I told you a story at the beginning, isn't it?
Je vous ai raconté une histoire
au début. I told you the story. The widow.
Oui, l'histoire de la veuve.
Do you remember that story?
Souvenez-vous de l'histoire?
You were all here.
Vous étiez tous là.
Yes. She came with a envelope, a delegation.
Il y avait une délégation qui est venue
stood
pour
behind the microphone.
Le funérailles. Ils avaient un micro
to present.
Pour présenter.
An envelope.
Une enveloppe.
And the widow.
Et la veuve.
She was sitting by my wife.
Qui était à côté de mon épouse.
She told my wife.
Elle a dit.
There is nothing in the envelope.
Il y a rien dans cette enveloppe.
The speech they are making. There is nothing in the envelope.
Malgré le discours qu'ils font, il y a rien
they
dans l'enveloppe.
They have used the money to buy tickets for the delegation.
Ils ont utilisé l'argent pour acheter des billets pour cette délégation.
To fly from a certain country whose name begins with an alphabet.
De venir d'un pays dont le nom commence avec une lettre dans l'alphabet.
I will not mention which alphabet.
Je ne dirai pas lequel.
You have 26 options.
Il y en a 26.
Yeah. And as they were giving the speech, she whispered to my wife, "There is nothing." He said, "These are my people. I know them."
Ce sont mes gens. Je les connais. Il n'y a rien dans l'enveloppe.
There is nothing.
Il y a rien.
How many pastors have ever received? Sometimes somebody wants to give you money, okay?
Parfois quelqu'un veut te donner de l'argent.
Then you change it into cities that or smaller denominations, so it becomes fat.
Donc,
you get what I'm saying? Fat looking.
Il donne des plusieurs notes pour rendre l'enveloppe gros.
A big box of something that you have had in your house for 3 years. You cannot use it. Biscuits you don't eat. Chocolate you don't like.
Les biscuits que toi-même tu n'aimes pas, le chocolat que tu ne veux
it's
pas.
It's about to expire.
Qui a une date d'expiration.
Let's take it to the pastor.
On va l'amener au pasteur.
Let's take it to the pastor.
On va l'amener au pasteur.
Kenneth Hagin
disait.
They brought all clothes and all things to he and his wife.
Ils ont amené des vieux vêtements à lui et sa femme.
He told his wife to throw everything away.
Il demandait à sa femme de tout jeter.
He said if it's not good for them, it's not good for us.
Il dit si ce n'est pas bon pour eux, ce n'est pas bon pour nous.
It's not good for them, it's not good for us.
Ce qui n'est pas bon pour eux n'est pas bon
pour
nous.
That's how people are.
Les gens sont comme
ça. You are not special. And when the woman with the alabaster box came to honor Jesus, no other than Judas said, "This is a bad thing and it's a waste of money."
Quand la femme est venue avec le parfum coûteux, c'est Judas qui a dit que c'était une perte d'argent.
Yes. Yeah. Waste of money. Why should he have this?
Pourquoi perdre de l'argent comme ça?
Judas.
Judas.
When you think that way,
quand
you
vous
never
pensez
honor
comme ça.
Because if you think you are ever going to give to meet needs,
si vous pensez que vous donnez pour rencontrer
when the
des
queen
besoins,
of Sheba came, was she coming to meet Solomon's needs?
Quand la reine de Sheba venait, elle n'est pas venue rencontrer les besoins de Salomon.
I'm teaching you, you know.
Je vous enseigne.
The prophets, they know it. You go to their houses, you see cars.
Les prophètes
people
savent.
Honor them with things.
Les gens les
they
honorent avec
them.
Les biens. Ils
they
les
fear
respectent.
Them.
Ils ont peur
but
de
the pastors who teach them everything. Oh.
Mais les pasteurs qui enseignent, ils ne sont pas respectés.
Yes. The pastor who laid the red carpet and taught you for 4 years.
Le pasteur qui a mis le tapis rouge, il t'a enseigné pendant 4 ans.
The visiting man who comes.
Mais celui qui rend visite,
he is the great person.
Celui qui est grand.
How can I, a visitor, be greater than the man who is teaching you every day, 365 days a week, praying for you, rebuking demons over your life, teaching you the word, praying for you, counseling? How can a visitor from outside be greater?
Comment est-ce que quelqu'un qui rend visite
and be more
à ton
respected
église, il est
and
plus
more, more honored.
Et plus honoré que le pasteur qui t'enseigne tous les jours, toutes les semaines?
Yeah. All these anomalies exist in the church.
Tout ça, ça existe. Toutes ces anomalies existent dans l'église.
People value a great person. I've taught my church member, when I die, you see, there are so many wood we have on this project site. You find some old boards and nail it and throw my body. If you throw my body somewhere, if you need to honor me, I'm here now physically
si vous
as my
honorer,
own representative. I'm representing myself here.
Je dis à mes membres, si vous voulez m'honorer, je suis là maintenant. Quand je meurs, il faut juste trouver des bois quelque part.
Wait for me to die.
Et jeter mon corps quelque part.
Golden tiles.
Il faut pas attendre ma mort pour m'honorer.
Yes. No. One day I was sitting in an aeroplane.
Une fois j'étais dans un avion.
KLM.
KLM.
And the air hostess came.
L'hôtesse de l'air est venue.
In the business class.
Dans la classe affaires.
She said, we need one seat.
Elle a dit on a besoin d'une place.
I said, why?
J'ai dit pourquoi?
We are already
almost, we are going. So we need a seat. Why? So then she saw a seat. Okay. And she went and she came with flowers.
Elle est venue avec des fleurs.
The flowers are like this.
Les fleurs étaient gros comme
white.
Blanc.
From America.
Des États-Unis.
She said, one of the passengers.
C'est
he said
un passager.
His mother is dead.
Il dit que sa mère est morte.
So he's bringing flowers.
Et il
he has not
des
been
fleurs.
To Ghana for 21 years.
Ça fait 21 ans qu'il n'a pas visité le Ghana.
The mother is dead and the flowers are traveling in business class.
Et sa mère est morte.
To
les
come
fleurs.
To honor the dead mother who cannot see the flowers.
Pour honorer sa mère morte qui ne peut pas voir les fleurs.
There is something wrong with our understanding.
Il y a quelque chose qui ne va pas avec notre compréhension.
The flowers are traveling in the front of the plane.
Les fleurs voyagent en classe affaires devant l'avion.
To come to honor the person who cannot see the flowers.
Pour venir honorer la personne qui ne voit pas les fleurs.
Stop fooling yourself.
Arrête de jouer.
Stop deceiving yourself.
Arrête de plaisanter, de te tromper.
And it's leading to poverty.
Ça mène à ta pauvreté.
Yeah. You have a father and you have something to say.
Si tu as un père, tu as quelque chose à dire.
Say it.
Faut le dire.
You know, 3 months before my father died.
Il y a 3 mois avant la mort de mon père.
This man told me. He told me, if you have something to say to your father or your mother, say it to him now. But I didn't know my father was going to die.
Cet homme m'a dit, si tu as quelque chose à dire à ton mère ou à ta mère, ton père ou à ta mère, dis-le maintenant. Je savais pas que mon père devait mourir.
I didn't know he was going to die in 3 months.
Je savais pas qu'il allait mourir.
If you have something to say, say it.
Il a dit, si tu as quelque chose à dire, dis-le.
In 3 months, he was dead.
Après 3 mois, il était mort.
If you have something to do.
Si tu as quelque chose
something
à faire,
say,
quelque chose à dire,
something to give,
quelque chose à donner,
something to show,
quelque chose à montrer,
please show it now.
Fais-le maintenant.
Learn it. It will make you prosper now. Not that people are dead.
Ça va te prospérer maintenant, pas après la mort de quelqu'un.
You want to honor them.
Vous voulez les honorer.
Action now.
Yes, action now.
Action maintenant.
Don't let your world be a world of Mark 6:4.
Ne permets pas à ton monde d'être un monde de Mark 6:4.
A world without honor.
Un monde sans honneur.
A world without honor.
Un monde sans honneur.
Yes. So as we go from here.
Alors que nous partons d'ici.
I've watched pastors over the years.
J'ai regardé des pasteurs au travers au long des années.
I've given gifts.
Ils ont donné des dons.
Birthdays.
Pour les anniversaires.
Different times.
Différentes.
And I've been told this is the largest gift I've received from all my church pastors, everybody. This is the largest honor.
Et il disait toujours, ça c'est le plus grand honneur que j'ai reçu.
Even when I was in Tulsa and I gave my offering to Kenneth Hagin.
Même quand j'étais à Tulsa, j'ai donné mon offrande à Kenneth Hagin.
I think it was an unusual thing.
Je crois que c'était quelque chose d'inhabituel.
So his son.
Donc son fils
came to look for me, an African.
Est venu me chercher moi, un Africain.
Out of the crowd of thousands of people.
Des milliers de personnes qui sont étaient là.
Said, my father wants to see you.
Il a dit mon père veut te voir.
C'est me?
Qui moi?
Do you know my?
Tu me connais?
Can you follow me, please?
Est-ce que tu peux me suivre?
And he made me follow him.
Il m'a fait
to the man I loved so much.
À un homme que j'ai tant aimé.
The greatest.
Que j'ai vu comme quelqu'un de très grand.
And there he was in
là,
the middle of his room with so many people.
Il était là dans une pièce avec beaucoup de personnes.
Lounge.
Dans un salon.
And he said, "This is the man who gave the offering yesterday."
Il a dit, ça c'est l'homme qui a donné l'offrande.
I don't think anybody does anything like that.
Je crois que personne ne faisait des choses
and
comme
Papa
ça.
Papa Hagin stretched out his hand.
Papa Hagin m'a tendu la main.
Thank you. This is the contact.
C'est le contact.
You see, the quality of your life depends on the quality of hands that have been laid on
la
you.
Qualité de ta vie
quality of your ministry.
De la qualité des
quality
mains
of your ministry.
Ont été imposées sur toi.
Yes. The quality of hands.
La qualité des mains.
That's why I lay hands on all my children at my church.
Ça pourquoi
no,
j'impose
I
toujours
them, pray
les mains.
Every Sunday I lay hands.
Je prie pour eux, j'impose les mains.
I lay hands on I have a number that comes for counseling every Sunday. When I talk to you, I pray. Jesus' name. I lay hands on bless them. I bless all of the children.
Je bénis tous les enfants
bless
qui viennent me voir
every Sunday,
à l'église
I bless
dimanche.
The number that come.
Le nombre de personnes qui viennent me voir.
Yes. Beautiful.
Magnifique.
Quality. Papa Hagin stretched out his hand to
Papa
me.
Papa Hagin m'a tendu la main.
One time I met Benny Hinn and I honored him. He said, you know, only one person has ever done this to me.
Une fois j'ai rencontré Benny Hinn, je l'ai honoré. Il m'a dit, c'est une seule personne qui a fait ça.
And he said to me, only one person has.
Il m'a dit, c'est une seule personne à part toi qui a fait ça.
Only one person.
Une seule personne.
I couldn't believe what he was. I was standing by a piano, just the two of us.
J'étais à côté d'un piano, juste lui et moi.
Such a blessing to me.
Il m'a béni.
I want to honor you.
J'ai dit, tu es une bénédiction pour moi,
you
je
see,
veux t'honorer.
You are not like that, so don't expect to prosper. Do you think I was giving it to you so that he would give me something?
No? Vous pensez que je lui donnais ça pour qu'il me remette quelque chose?
Non. Do you think I was trying to meet it? The day I gave Kenneth Hagin that, he announced that his income for the year was about $200 and something million.
Et le jour où je lui ai remis l'argent, ce jour-là, il avait fait une annonce comme quoi sa revenu de l'année était 200 et quelques millions de dollars.
So, this conference marks your new understanding of honor.
Cette conférence marque une nouvelle compréhension des choses.
Stand up, everybody.
Levez-vous, tout le monde.
Beautiful. Stand up. Honor your prophet and prosper. Oh.
Honorez votre prophète et prospérez.
Lift your hands.
Levez les mains.
Jesus, thanks.
Jésus, merci.
You've blessed us.
Tu nous as bénis.
You've spoken to us.
Tu nous as parlé.
You've guided us.
Tu nous as conduit.
You've helped us.
Tu nous as aidés.
You've ministered to us.
Tu nous as exercé.
We love you.
Nous t'aimons.
We thank you.
Nous te remercions. Merci.
Thank you.
Merci.
Thank you.
Merci.
Give us understanding.
Donne-nous la compréhension.
About honor.
Sur l'honneur.
Prophet's honor.
L'honneur du prophète.
Prophet's honor.
L'honneur du prophète.
In our midst.
Parmi nous.
In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Now lift your hands and ask God for mercy. Many of us have not honored the people we are supposed to honor.
Beaucoup d'entre nous, nous n'avons pas honoré.
Honor your father, honor your mother. It has not happened.
Honorer notre père, notre mère. Levez les mains.
Bible says the elder that rules well is worthy of double honor. Double honor.
L'ancien qui règne dirige bien, il mérite un double honneur.
It is due.
Il l'est dû.
Father, thank you.
Père, merci.
Lift your hands right now.
Levez les mains.
And receive the grace of God.
Et recevez la grâce de Dieu.
That is released in your life.
Qui est libéré dans ta vie.
Release the grace of God that is in your life. Receive the grace of God.
Reçois la grâce de Dieu.
Father, thanks a million.
Père, merci mille fois.
Thanks for your kindness.
Merci pour ta gentillesse.
In this conference.
Dans cette conférence.
We receive now.
Nous recevons maintenant.
10 master keys.
10 clés maîtresses.
For the prosperity.
Pour la prospérité.
And the blessing, the help.
L'aide.
Of your servants.
Pour tes serviteurs.
Your pastors.
Tes pasteurs.
Your children.
Tes enfants.
We give you praise.
Nous te louons.
We give you glory.
Nous te glorifions.
Lay hands on your belly right now. I can't lay hands on everybody.
Tout le monde met les mains sur le ventre.
Father.
Père.
Please fill every belly right now.
Remplis tous les ventres maintenant.
Out of your belly shall flow rivers.
Et de vos seins couleront.
Let rivers fill your belly and flow out of you.
À flot de tes
as you go out of this conference.
Alors que tu pars d'ici,
you are going to higher ground.
Tu iras plus loin.
Receive the blessing of the Lord.
Recevez la bénédiction
as
de
you go.
Alors que vous partez.
May God make his face to shine on you.
Que Dieu fasse luire son face à face sur vous.
May God be happy with you.
Que Dieu soit heureux.
May God keep you.
Que Dieu vous garde.
May he increase you.
Que Dieu vous fasse croître.
May the blessing that is now on your life.
Que la bénédiction qui est sur votre vie.
Be the evidence.
Soit la preuve.
Let people see that you are blessed.
Que les gens voient que tu es béni.
Let people see the blessing.
Que les gens voient la bénédiction.
Of the Lord.
De l'Éternel.
On your life.
Sur ta vie.
In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Father, thank you.
Père, merci.
All that you have minister to your children.
Pour tout ce que tu nous as enseigné
we
en
give
tant
you praise.
Nous te louons.
We give you glory.
Nous te glorifions.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Amen. You may be seated, please.
Asseyez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Now listen, listen, listen.
Écoutez.
You know, I sense in my spirit, you know.
Je ressens dans mon esprit.
That many of us here,
que beaucoup d'entre nous,
you haven't done very well.
Vous n'avez pas réussi.
You've never learned you your ministry. I've never learned to honor.
Dans votre ministère, vous n'avez jamais appris à honorer.
Yeah, and it's not helping you.
Et ça ne vous aide pas.
I sense it.
Je le ressens.
So let's learn it.
Apprenons-le.
Jesus said in John.
Jésus a dit dans Jean.
He said, "I have not a devil."
Il a dit, je n'ai pas de démon.
But I honor my Father.
Mais j'honore mon Père.
I have not a devil.
Je n'ai pas de démon.
Yes, but I honor my Father.
Mais j'honore mon Père.
Are we still in the Bible? Or,
nous sommes toujours dans la Bible, n'est-ce pas?
I hope you realize that the religious book I'm using is the Bible.
Est-ce que vous vous rendez compte que le livre religieux que j'utilise c'est la Bible?
I have not a devil.
Je n'ai point de démon.
Devil makes you to not honor fathers.
C'est le démon qui devil. Fait de sorte que vous ne honorez pas votre
Jesus
père.
Jesus is trying to say that if I had a devil, I would not honor my father. Jesus said, dit, I don't have a devil and I honor my father.
Jésus a dit, je n'ai pas de démon et j'honore mon père.
Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying.
Vous ne comprenez pas.
Yeah. I honor. New Living Translation, NLT. What does it say? New Living Translation. Jesus said, I have no demon in me.
Je n'ai pas de démon en moi.
For I honor my Father.
Car j'honore mon Père. Because I honor my Father.
So when your church is full of devils,
quand votre église est remplie de démons,
they will never honor you.
Ils ne vous honorent jamais.
You know, one day I went to Korea.
Une fois, je suis allé en Corée.
And I was with a pastor from another church,
j'étais
another
avec
country.
Un pasteur d'un autre pays.
And his members,
et ses membres,
from that country,
de son pays,
saw the way he was being given VIP treatment.
On vu la manière dont on l'a reçu en VIP.
So I was standing there when they came by.
Donc j'étais là à côté quand ils sont passés.
Hey, you are a big man. You see, because in Korea, you know, the board members, they give them some treatment and they take them here and there. He said, hey, you are really enjoying here.
Et il disait au pasteur, hey.
They were laughing at because they don't treat him. I mean, he's like some churches. They'll meet the pastor. They'll call him Joe. Hey, Joe.
Il y a certaines églises où ils appellent le pasteur par le prénom. Hey Joe.
Hey Joe, let's go. Joe, let's
go. On y va, Joe, on y va. Donc quand ils ont vu la manière dont il a été reçu en Corée, ils se moquaient de lui.
You have a chauffeur driven car.
Il était conduit par une voiture et chauffeur.
They found it funny.
Ils ont trouvé ça
today rigolo. That man, I don't think he's in the ministry. I've searched for him, I can't find him anymore.
Cet homme, je ne trouve plus dans le ministère. Je ne sais pas s'il est toujours dans le ministère.
He's quenched and disappeared.
Il a disparu.
It's very sad.
C'est triste.
Yeah. There you see, you'll be preaching. I remember the first day I preached this book, Mega Church.
Je me souviens de la première fois que j'ai prêché la méga église.
Yeah. No, I, you know, I finished preaching, but I can see something. Yeah. Shabaya. Meka patadi basandola.
Je reçois.
You know, this book, chapter 1.
Le chapitre 1 de ce livre.
It says 25 reasons why you should have a mega church.
25 raisons pour lesquelles vous devez avoir une méga église.
I remember when I preached it. My notes. I had not written this book, but it was my notes.
Je n'avais pas encore écrit ce livre. Ça venait de mes notes.
I was standing in my camp meeting.
J'étais dans une réunion dans un camp.
Number 6.
Numéro 6.
Reason why we must have a mega church.
Raison
I was looking
six.
At their faces.
Je regardais leur visage. J'en baillais.
Number 21. Reason why you must have a mega church.
Raison numéro 21. Les gens baillaient.
And I was determined to give all my 25 reasons.
J'étais déterminé de donner tous les 25 points.
They were looking at me, sinkers.
Ils me regardaient, des chantres.
So when I finished preaching,
quand j'ai terminé de prêcher,
I thought to myself,
je me suis dit,
you know, you have too many points.
Tu as trop de
I
points.
I was analyzing the preacher. I said, there are too many points.
Il y a trop de points.
It's not necessary.
Ce n'est pas nécessaire.
There's a lot of repetition.
Il y a beaucoup de répétitions.
It's not a revelation.
Ce n'est pas une révélation.
It's a list.
C'est une liste.
Beautiful.
Magnifique.
So, I went to Korea.
Je suis allé en Corée.
As a guest.
En tant qu'invité.
Yes, I was on the board.
J'étais sur le conseil.
The preacher from America.
Le prédicateur des États-Unis.
He got sick.
Il est tombé malade.
So Yonggi Cho said they should get somebody else, and I think they chose me that I should. Can I step in at the last moment?
Yonggi Cho avait décidé que je prenne sa place à la dernière minute.
I said, oh, it's an honor.
J'ai dit que c'est un honneur.
So I was thinking, what shall I preach?
Je me demandais.
Then I remembered my recent boring camp when they were all sleeping on me.
Et je me rappelais du camp dernier que j'avais. 25
priests. I was with my wife in the room.
J'étais dans la chambre avec.
So I took a piece of paper.
J'ai pris un bout de
papier.
And
I started to write down my 25.
Et j'ai commencé à écrire les 25 points.
Yeah, I tried to remember the reasons.
Essaye de.
No, there was no book.
Y avait pas de
livre. 25 reasons. Why you should have a big church. Mega church.
Pour avoir une méga église.
So when the day came, I was trembling.
Le jour arrivé, je tremblais.
My salivary glands were almost expired.
Mes glands salivaires étaient secs.
And I stood there.
J'étais là.
Prayer mountain in Korea.
La montagne de la prière en Corée.
And I preached 25 reasons.
Et j'ai prêché 25
reasons. 25 reasons.
C'est pas pourquoi, mais j'ai prêché.
Why you should have a mega? They were all sitting there.
Les gens étaient là-bas.
When I finished.
Quand j'ai fini.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't even know what I had done.
Je savais pas ce que j'avais fait.
I think they told Yonggi Cho that this was the best sermon for the whole conference.
Ils avaient dit à Yonggi Cho que c'était le meilleur.
The one that was sleeping, the one that was sleeping.
Pendant toute la conférence.
I had to travel very far to Korea to see that it was powerful.
J'ai dû voyager très loin pour voir que c'était un message puissant.
Since then,
depuis ce jour,
every year, including next year when they invite me, there are always four speakers or six speakers. I'm always.
Depuis ce jour, chaque année, on m'invite à prêcher.
And I'm from Africa, you know.
Et moi, je suis
Americans preaching.
Normalement, ce sont les Américains qui prêchent. Moi, je suis Africain.
They send a list of, we want you to speak on this day.
Ils veulent que tu prêches ce jour.
Then the people who were there.
Les gens qui étaient
they
là.
They were so blessed with this 25.
Ils étaient tellement bénis par ces messages de 25
pastor
raisons.
Pastor came from South America. Can you come?
Un pasteur est venu de l'Afrique
Bolivia,
du Sud.
Argentina.
Bolivie,
Colombia,
Argentine.
Colombia.
Paraguay.
Paraguay, Philippines,
Philippines,
Malaysia,
Malaysia.
Hey, all these places I've been to through these 25 reasons.
J'ai visité tous ces pays.
That the people were sleeping. You are sleeping. I don't have power. You see.
Vous dites que je n'ai pas de pouvoir, n'est-ce pas?
You see, you never know what is in you till you travel. That's why I've also formed a board. I want pastors to travel. You
c'est pourquoi moi aussi j'ai un conseil. Je veux que les pasteurs voyagent.
Yes. You don't know. You see, one day I had a vision.
Un jour, j'ai eu une vision.
In the vision, when it's a trance, you see yourself.
Quand c'est une trance,
so,
vous,
I saw myself,
vous voyez.
And I wasn't wearing a shirt.
Et je n'étais pas en chemise.
Suddenly, an angel, I think,
tout d'un coup,
came
un ange,
and held the side of my body.
Elle a pris le côté de mon corps.
And opened. I didn't know there were hinges on the side. It opened like this.
Et je ne savais pas qu'il y avait comme une porte à mes côtés.
Can you believe when they opened my stomach like a door, there was not even one intestine.
Quand ils ont ouvert mon estomac comme une porte,
you know what was in my stomach?
Un intestin. Vous savez ce qui était
three solid electric cables, big ones, these fat ones.
Trois
one
gros câble électrique.
Two,
un, deux,
three high tension with electric cable.
Avec une
I saw chance. The power in the design.
Il y avait une puissance.
And the Lord said to me,
et le Seigneur
I dit, wanted you to see what was in you.
Je voulais que tu vois ce qui était en
today
toi.
God wants you to know what is in you.
Dieu veut que tu vois ce
there is great
toi.
Power in you.
Il y a une grande puissance.
There is great grace upon your life.
Il y a une grande
there is great ministry in you.
Il y a un grand ministère en toi.
But dishonor.
Mais le déshonneur
has made you small.
T'a rendu petit.
You know, one day,
un jour,
Jesus, Kenneth Hagin had a vision of Jesus.
Kenneth Hagin avait une vision de Jésus.
I know another man of God, his name also begins with an alphabet. He had a vision of Jesus in church. Like Jesus walked from the back. Physically, everybody saw him. The camera was, he walked from the front to the back.
Jésus est entré dans une église, tout le monde l'a vu.
And when Jesus, Kenneth Hagin met Jesus,
Quand Kenneth Hagin a rencontré Jésus.
How many have a list of questions you ask Jesus if you see him? But one of the things he asked him was, why is it that when I go to this church and this place, I was not able to do much?
Il a demandé à Jésus.
You know what Jesus told him? Jesus told him, you are doing as well as I did in Nazareth.
Il a demandé, pourquoi quand je vais dans cette église, je ne fais pas de grands miracles? Jésus a dit, tu fais aussi bien que moi je faisais à Nazareth.
You can't do much.
Vous ne pouvez pas faire grand chose.
Yeah. So after killing disloyalty,
donc après avoir tué la déloyauté,
you have to raise honor.
Vous devez lever
l'honneur. Disloyalty is the negative, and honor is the positive.
La déloyauté c'est le côté négatif et l'honneur c'est le côté positif.
Beautiful.
Magnifique.
May you be honored.
Que vous soyez
in the ministry.
Puissiez-vous être honoré.
May you learn
dans le ministère
to honor
et apprenez à
properly.
Honorer. Correctement.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Et c'est un cri.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Prenez place.
Wow. What a blessing.
Quelle bénédiction.
Now put on the lights. I want to see faces.
Donc mettez la lumière.
I bless you in this conference.
Je vous
you are
bénis.
Blessed.
Je vous bénis dans cette conférence.
You are blessed.
Vous êtes bénis.
Receive it, oh, as I say, you are blessed. Receive it. Don't sit there and be analyzing whether I have the power to bless or not. I say you are blessed in Jesus' name.
N'analyse pas si j'ai le pouvoir de bénir ou pas. Reçois la bénédiction.
Yes.
Je reçois.
Sit down.
C'est vous.
Beautiful. Ah, you are here. Now, you are already blessed.
Vous êtes déjà béni.
Rub your feet on the floor. You are taking something home with you.
Frottez les pieds par terre. Vous partez avec quelque chose.
Power, especially financial power in the ministry.
Surtout le pouvoir financier dans le ministère.
To all the world, preaching, speaking the word, teaching, exhorting them, proclaiming, and counseling. Sharing the word, exhorting, and comforting, yeah, making disciples. Oh. So keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till you're done enough. Keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till you're done enough. Keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till you're done enough. Keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till you're done enough. Power, when the Spirit comes, and vision, ooh, when the Spirit moves, young men like you and you will have visions, and old men will have many dreams. keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till it's done enough. Keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till it's done enough. Be wonders ooh, when the spirit moves, yeah. Flowing will be flowing in the Holy Ghost, oh, oh, oh. And going to the uttermost. So keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till it's done enough. Keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till it's done enough. Keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till it's done enough. Keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till it's done enough. Keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till it's done enough. Keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till it's done enough. Keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till it's done enough. Keep on, do the work of God. Don't stop till it's done enough. Don't stop till it's done enough. Keep on, hey, don't stop. Keep on, keep on. Tell your brother, say, keep on. Do the work of God. Don't stop till it's done enough. Keep on. Do the work of God. Don't stop till it's done.
Of
I say your eye. Remember the time. Oh, 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 remember the time. God spoke to you. Do you remember the time? He touched your heart, girl. Remember the time. Jesus saved your life. Remember the time. Do you remember the time?
Things to me. You're nice, so nice, so nice. But my pastor said to me, you cannot be unequally yoked with unbelievers. And then he said to me, you must be led by God. You can't just fall in love following a feeling. God BG, he promised me and other girls, he promised to marry them too. But he lied to all of us. He said, you are the one. But he lied to all of us. I prayed and prayed that he would come to me. I really wanted to marry a really nice guy. He came, wrapped me. I thought he was the one. But the word of God is always right. Always right. Light and darkness, they cannot mix at all. Kobe G was so exciting, but he was not a Christian, a genuine Christian. My pastor said to me, the word of God is true. What has the light got to do with darkness? Your body is the temple of the Lord. So don't give yourself to boys like Kobe G. He promised me and other girls, he promised to marry them too. But he lied to all of to marry them too, but he lied to all of us. He said you are the one, but he lied to all of us. He promised me and other girls, he promised to marry.